This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Our collective hunger for guacamole may be fueling environmental destruction. Sky-high avocado prices have some farmers in Mexico planting avocado trees in a way that's threatening important forest lands and water supplies. Mark Stevenson has been covering this for the Associated Press and joins us from Mexico City. Mark, what are the economic factors driving all this?
The consumer demand for avocados has spiked in recent years just because whatever the reality is, it's viewed as a healthy choice. You can see it when you go into the hills in the western Mexico state of Michoacán. You can often just see these small country two-lane roads, and they're just sometimes almost bumper to bumper with these big farm trucks coming down carrying crates of avocados. And what Mexico has just done is signed a series of agreements with China, which allowed lower tariffs and increased imports of avocados. And that has people somewhat concerned. If demand from the U.S. market has caused this rate of deforestation, imagine what demand from China would do.
So what's actually happening in Mexico that's raising these concerns about avocado farming damaging the environment?
This crop, especially as a cash crop, is just so much more attractive than anything else farmers can plant or do for a living. So you can either continue to preserve your forest, or you can sort of start out planting avocado saplings, 20 acres here, 20 acres there. And these are sensitive forests. They support not only the monarch butterfly, but they support an entire range of animals, plant life, and, of course, the forestry industry there in Michoacán.
And so the government is trying to crack down on some of the illegal farming that's raising concerns. How much of an impact is that effort having?
The government has recently conducted a series of raids. We've seen two of them, in which they usually arrive after significant damage has been done to the woodlands, but they've seized hundreds of avocado saplings. They're probably not catching all of it. Farmers have a subtle practice of planting avocado trees under the forest canopy and then just thinning the forest out to let those trees have sunlight. So it's a stealth practice, but it's the piecemeal effect cumulatively becomes quite large.
Mark Stevenson with the AP in Mexico City. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.